Just a few minutes away from the tip-off of Game 2 of our doubleheader, Arcadia and GET boys meeting up for the second time this year, with the Redhawks winning the first matchup 58-45 on January 14th. GET swept the regular season and postseason meetings a season ago en route to their sectional final visit where they fell just short. Arcadia, though, looking to split the regular season series in what we could see maybe round three later on in the postseason, just a few weeks from now. One last break for us. When we come back, we tip it off. Game 2 of our doubleheader, Arcadia and GET on WHTL. Glad to have you back. We are just about set for a tip-off of Game 2 of our doubleheader as Arcadia plays host to GET. It'll be the boys' matchup now taking center stage. Arcadia comes in with a 10-9 record, looking to split the season series with GET, who also comes in with 10 wins compared to 8 losses. For tonight's starting lineups of Game 2, over to my partner, Butch Halama.
Thank you, Mitch. Let's go with the visiting Redhawks. First of all, number 1, senior Kyle Sealing. Number 5, senior Jackson Burns. Number 10, Mason Brone. He's a junior. Number 12, Brecken Emersall, a senior. And rounding out the starting 5 is Travis Thiessen. He is a junior, number 42. For the homestanding Raiders of Arcadia, number 1, Brecklin Gradulinski, a freshman. Number 2, Caden Rotering, a senior. Number 4, Ted Teske, a senior. Number 23, Carter Wegman, a sophomore. And rounding out the starting 5 is number 32, Nolan Smith. Nolan is a senior.
Ryan Tontag is the head coach of Arcadia. Ian Anderson, the head man on the other side in his first season, taking over for Jared McCutcheon. We're ready to get things going. Had a nice moment before the game. They honored Maverick Driskowski. Just saw her sister be the Napa Auto Parts of 4-inch player of the game in that first matchup. Maverick went over 1,000 points last season, the 6th Raider to do it. Had a nice moment before the game. We're ready to go here from the Wanak Center. Ted Teske jumps up against Travis Thiessen. GET wins the toss, and we are underway as the Redhawks move from right to left. Quick shot, 3-pointer is good from the near corner by Travis Thiessen, and it's a 3-0 GET start to this one.
Not what you expect when your 6'7 post player steps out and nails a 3 to start it.
He can shoot in. Now the electricity into the crowd early as you can sense how big of a rivalry this is. Raiders lost the first matchup on the road by 13. Up top, Pompey on the 3, but not taken as Carter Wegman will give it over to Teske high on the right. Raiders moving from left to right. Wegman with the ball high on the left, gets it out front for Rotary, and their top scorer. He'll try a 3. It's in and out, no good. Rebound underneath for Mason Brone. Brone, the junior, leads GET in scoring, averaging just over 19 a game. Passes left. Kyle Sealing with the basketball. Gets a screen. Will take it the other direction as Burns now rolls off of it. Trying to get him a post touch. They've got it down on the left block. He backs down against Teske. Jump passes it out. Teasing from the opposite corner. Rounded out. No good. Teske boards for Arcadia.
GET has some good size on there. 6'3", 6'5", 6'7", in their starting lineup.
Something Arcadia will have to find a way to match. Raiders in their home whites. Traveling reds on for the Redhawks. Teske with the ball, corner left, gives it over to Wegman, just to the left of the center circle, finds a flashing Declan Gradulinski. Now in the corner, here's Smith, who had a big game first go round against these Redhawks. Gradulinski, the freshman, puts it on the deck, bounces it over to Smith. Nolan Smith attacks the free throw line, jumps it over to Rotary, and he'll try another 3, this time from the corner. That won't go. Teske the rebound, trying to go up, and that one is blocked. Good defense on the interior by GET.
Emersall, I believe, got that block.
Here's Burns at the top of the arc. Good spin move. Gets in the paint. Floats it up. It won't go. Offensive rebound, Emersall. Goes up and under. This one will go. Good hustle by the senior, Brecken Emersall. Kept that play alive. Gets the 2, and it's 5-0 Redhawks. Arcadia looking for an answer offensively as Radulescu brings it across. Raiders lost their last game on Friday of last week to Onalaska Luther, 47-43. GET beat Viroqua on that same night by 8 points. Radulescu has it at the top of the circle, passes left for Wegman, not there. Goes back to Teske, and now they rotate over to Rotary, who's taking both of their shot attempts from the outside. Now Wegman has it right of the circle. Looked inside to Nolan Smith, but wasn't there. And now it's Teske in between the circles, finds a flashing Smith. It's a flaring rotary, but doesn't pass in the ball. Instead, goes the opposite way to Teske. And the Raiders being patient offensively. Great defense to start this game. for GET. Teske looks back door, nothing there. Wegman has it. That size of GET playing a factor on the interior.
It really, on the interior, even not.
Rotoring long two, won't go. Missed it from 18 feet. Ball loose on the baseline. Who touched it last? It is off of GET's Travis Teeson, and it'll stay Arcadia ball.
They've got Teeson listed at 6'7", going up against Wegman at maybe 6 foot, and they got the 6'3 Brown on Gradulinski, who is, what, 5'8"?
5'10.
He's standing on a phone book to make 5'10.
Gradulinski, long skip past Teske from the arc. He knocks it down from the corner. Teske dials it up from distance, and the Raiders are on the board, trailing 5-3. We've seen a couple threes from them go around the world. That one fell. Rotoring's first two attempts fell off the rim. 5-3 lead for the Redhawks. Lob pass near the center circle. Brown has it. Brown attacks. Jump pass outside, open for three. That is Burns. He cannot hit. Rebound right to Gradulinski of Arcadia. And Declan Gradulinski going one-on-one down the floor against the bigger Brown. Trying to drive by him. Got a nice screen from Teske. Try to get it out to him on the pick and pop, but it was kicked by Brown. Ends up being a nice play on his part to prevent an open three.
Brown's played a lot of basketball for these Redhawks already. Yep. He stepped right in as a starter on day one as a freshman.
Yeah, and he was kind of the Robin last year to the Batman of Cody Schmitz.
Yeah.
And now he's been the main scorer this year for this Redhawk team. 5-3 lead for the Redhawks. GET can take their first lead with a triple tie with a two. Nolan Smith looks back door, skips it over to Teske. Back to Smith. They give him a ton of space, so he'll try it. Can't convert. Rotary climbs the ladder. Can't bring it down, but he hits the deck hard. His head snapped back a little bit, and he's a little shaken up. They're going to get a foul on this play on GET. And
yeah, number one, Kyle Sealing. His first, team first.
And Rotoring gets up. Good to see. That was a scary fall. But right in his tailbone.
Up, boy.
And then kind of snapped his head back.
Yep.
And again, the foul was on GET, so Arcadia's going to keep the ball. And that would have been a tough player to lose, and Rotoring is the top scorer this year. Teske inbound goes to Nolan Smith in the far corners. The Raiders move to our right. Gradulinski gets the ball. He'll try a three after a nice screen. Won't go. Missed it from the corner. Rebound underneath by Brown. Brown averages just over four boards a game while also dishing out six assists in the process. Yeah. Good all-around player for this Redhawk team. Entry pass inside mid-post. Ebersole hands off Teeson. The weave gets it to Brown. Drives down the lane and finger rolls it in.
Strong move to the hoop.
Junior Mason Brown with his first two. GET 7, Arcadia 3. Pass at the top. Teske feeds inside. Nolan Smith faces up, wants a handoff for Rotary, and he's got it. Attacks from the free throw line. Lost the ball on the drive, but he was fouled. And this will be team foul number two on GET.
Ball's at number five. Jackson Burns, his first. Team second.
And into the game comes Luke Herman for the Redhawks. And for Arcadia, we'll see Trevor Pronjinski come in. He'll give Rotary a breather. Oh, not going to be a long rest on the bench for Mr. Caden Rotering. Inbound to the corner. Gradulinski, good pump fake. Steps in, takes the mid-range, and he splashes it. And Gradulinski looking smooth early on here today. 7-5, GET's lead back down to two. Kyle Sealing at the center court logo, guarded by Gradulinski. Great defense, but Sealing gets by him. Passes outside, but he was fouled on the pass by Nolan Smith. Actually, that Gradulinski, I beg your pardon.
That'll be the first on Declan Gradulinski. First team foul on the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Number 33, Max Blaschko is in for, is it Smith, I think?
Yep, Nolan Smith will take a seat. Inbound coming underneath. Brown triggers it underneath to Brecken Ebersole. Gets it back outside. A little shuffle the feet, but no travel. Sealing gets it back out to Ebersole, and now they'll run it from the top. Jackson Burns, the senior, second lean score, averaging just over 13, passes it away. Driving along the baseline is Brown. His pass is deflected, almost stolen. Ends up with Kyle Sealing, who flips it up from the baseline, and it goes.
It was like he didn't know what else to do with it, so I might as well put it in the basket.
Ended up being a good short-range shot that had just enough touch on it. 9-5 lead for GET. 12.5 minutes to play in the first. Teske high on the left. Looks for a cutter, nothing there. As Pronjinski flashed up, Teske looks back door, not there. And now Gradulinski comes back to get the basketball. Passes right, miscommunication, turnover. As Sealing has the interception. Three on three for GET. Kick out to Brone. Brings it back out. Skips it to the far side. Ebersole drives. Euro steps down the lane and taps it in with his fingertips.
Nice move by Ebersole.
Ebersole with 4-11-5 Redhawks. Seelan brings it down. Passes over to Teske as Rotarink comes back to the scores table. At the top, it's Blaschko. Hand off. Wegman 3 right side. It is short. Rebound underneath by Ebersole and GET.
Halfway through the first half in Whitehall, Osseo Fairchild 19, Whitehall 15.
Here's a drive. Burns lays it off underneath. Luke Herman powers it up. Had the ball knocked away from his grasp. We've got a foul and a jump ball call. They're going to confirm and go jump ball. I say the foul was mostly because the ball was knocked free, causing the jump, and it will be possession Arcadia following the alternate possession. Caden Roterin returns to the game. Declan Gradulewski will get a breather. 11:30 to play in the first. GET 11, Arcadia 5. Carter Wegman, the sophomore, walks it down from left to right, crosses the timeline, awaits a screen from Blaschko, and now will slow things up. Blaschko catches at the top of the circle, looks inside. Nothing there. Coming back toward his Rotarine. He hesitates, maneuvers inside, stops just above the free throw line. Pass underneath finds Teske. His shot, though, is blocked by Ebersole. Or I should say that was blocked by Luke Herman, I beg your pardon. Good defense on the interior by GT after it looked like Teske had a bucket. And now here's Ebersole driving down the paint. Lost the ball on the way up. It goes out of bounds. Blast off of GET. Gene Anderson telling us to slow down. It goes to Arcadia. Full court man-to-man pressure now backs off. As it'll be Teske to walk it down, trying to get the ball out of Kronjinski's hands. And now Rotarine flashes up to catch it on the right wing. Blaschko now high on the left. Looks for Wegman up top. He'll come over and grab a handoff. Wegman to the corner for Teske. He's made a three. He'll drive along the baseline, but pushed back by Ebersold. He's trapped. Needs some help. Wegman comes back to get it as GET's defense has been suffocating here in the early going. Redhawks defense against him averaging about 54 points a game. Scoring 57. Three-point left side by Pronjinski is there, and he rattles it home. Second three of the game for Arcadia. First for Pronjinski off the bench. It's back to a one-score game at 11-8.
I don't know if this is an accurate score or not, but I've got 10 minutes to go in the first half. Alma Center 2, Blair Taylor 0.
Brown down the right side of the lane. Will scoop it home. Mason Brown, his second bucket of the first half. 13-8. Redhawks, not a lot of stoppages in this one. Good flow. Good basketball so far. 5-point edge, GET. Blaschko left alone. They are daring him to shoot. He's not going to do it. Roterin will come and grab the handoff. Roterin takes a fall-away jumper that banked was banked in. I don't know if that was his intent, but it works all the same. First points for Arcadia's top scorer this year, Caden Roterin. 13-10, GET lead. Brown passes inside. Burns has it along the free throw line, shoulders up his defender, kicks out for Herman. And now Brown has it near center court, awaits the screen, goes the other way. Go to the right elbow, takes a contested shot. It's no good, but they're going to call a foul on it. As they say, he hit his arm.
Falls on number 23, Carter Wegman. That'll be his first second team foul.
So this would be a two-shot foul for Mason Brown. Kind of a bailout foul there because that was not the greatest shot selections there. Well contested, but got the contact as his free throw is good. And now we'll see substitutions.
Number 4, Talon Fabian in, a freshman for GET. Number 11, Omar Jimenez.
Brown steps up to the line and hits the second free throw. Brown leads all scores in the early going with 6. 15-10 Redhawks. Have taken the lead and have not relinquished in so far, but Arcadia's been within arm's length the whole time. Declan Gradulewski up top, passes over to Teske. They feed it in close to Nolan Smith in the mid post. Along the left side of the floor, given some space by Burns, and he passes it out. And now it's Teske at the top of the circle. Fake handoff, Smith drives inside, shoulders up, tried to feed to Teske, almost threw it away. Teske comes back out with it and takes it to the perimeter. Rotarine in the far corner, looks out front, has Smith, rotates Gradulewski, catches a low pass. Guarded by Jimenez, drives, and is pushed back out. Redhawks not allowing that penetration. Teske gets the handoff, Here's Pronjinski, who just made it 3 moments ago. Hand off to Teske. Tries to go between the legs. Lost the ball. Smith ends up with it. Feeds it inside, and the shot is finished off by Teske. Near disaster turns into points for Arcadia. Back down a field goal, 15-12. And Arcadia gets a stop on this end. Hand off for Fabian. Rotate to Brown, guarded by Rodrin, who's right on top of him. Drives into his chest, passes to Fabian, who'll try a far corner three, almost banked that in. Rebound goes to Teske, secures it along the free throw line. And Arcadia will bring it across from left to right. Nolan Smith has been quiet, had 17 points, 14 rebounds in the first meeting. Hasn't seen much so far. Gradulewski, or I should say Pronjinski, takes it to the mid-range and hits the 10-footer.
Five off the bench for him already.
Not near the short corner area. 1 point lead. 15-14 Redhawks. At the top of the arc. It's Jackson Burns. Handoff Rowan. Rotary right on his hip. Drives along the right lane line through a ton of contact. Lost the ball. Clean strip by Arcadia. Gradulewski comes away with the takeaway. And now Arcadia starting to settle in a little defensively. Can take their first lead with a field goal here. Teske goes to Smith. Raiders remain patient offensively. Smith maneuvers inside, trying to get Rotary in the ball. It's not there. Instead, Teske has it. Now Caden has it in between the circles. Gets a switch, jump pass deflected away. And Brown has it for GET. Gets under control. He's got a 1-on-4. And as he attacks, he's tripped up and fouled by the Raiders. And it'll be on this end of the floor.
Falls on number 4, Ted Teske. That'll be his first. Fourth team foul on the Raiders.
Substitutions for both sides. Omar Jimenez and Jackson Burns come out for GET. Carter Wegman returned for Arcadia during that stoppage. Inbound underneath, going up and under and getting fouled as Eversold as he got Teske in the air.
That's two quick ones on number 4, Ted Teske. Fourth team foul. I believe he was in the act of shooting. Eversole will be at the line.
He will shoot two. GET at the line this year, 68% as a team. First one is good for Eversole. Redhawks have not missed the line in this game yet. After Brown went 2-for-2 earlier. One more for Eversole. It is up, and that one is short. Rebound Teske, who remains out there at the two fouls. Just under 7 minutes to go. GET 16, Arcadia 14. Gradulewski being hounded down the floor, and he will be fouled by Talon Fabian.
He was riding him pretty hard there. First on Fabian, third team foul.
It'll be Raider ball on the far sideline. Teske to trigger it in. Raiders with 4 fouls, GET with 3. Inbound goes to Ebersold, or I should say goes to Nolan Smith, who's picked up by Herman. They push it to the right side of the floor, and Wegman, who is guarded by Sealing, gets Rotering at the top of the arc. Rotering passes to the right side. Nolan Smith gets it to Teske as they work it around the world. Wegman to Smith. Full head of steam, gets in the lane. Back out Teske. Sets his feet. Maneuvers inside. Shoulders it up. It won't go. Good defense by GET. Ball loose. Teske got it back and saves it to Smith. What effort by Teske. Rotary down the lane through contact. Won't go. No foul. Ball is loose and picked up by Talon Fabian. What a sequence.
Rotary's hit the deck hard a couple times here already.
They're letting him play. Drive inside Brown. Kick out. Open three. Ebersole. That is well short. Rebound out to the perimeter. Picked up by Smith. And Coach Sante wants him to run, but the numbers vanish. And now Gradulewski will slow it down. 5:45 first half, 16-14 GET. Nolan Smith looks for a handoff. Coming to get it is Gradulewski. And we got a timeout called by Ryan Sontag. First stoppage, 5:35 to play in the first. It's 16-14 GET on WHCL. Arcadia with the basketball down by 2, 16-14 GET with 5:20 to play in the first half. Mitchell Smeltz, Butch Lama with you. Inside the Wanick Center in Arcadia. Good one so far. Teske at the top of the circle. Passes it to Gradulewski. Smith in the corner. They give him a ton of space, daring him to shoot, so he gives it up. Rotering gets a screen from him. A little pick and roll action. Instead, he zips it to the far corner. Does Rotering from the baseline. Dangerous pass goes out of bounds. And the Raiders turn it over. Coach Sante telling Smith to shoot it. They're giving him.
He's really encouraging him to shoot the ball.
He's getting about almost 10 feet of space. They want him to shoot as they sag in the paint, and that's just making it harder for Arcadia to get anything in there. 2-point lead, GET with the basketball. They have not trailed in this game. Kyle Seelan gets a screen from Burns. Instead, he gives it to him. Hand off to Broen. Broen hesitates. Down the lane he goes. Floats it up. It's short. Grabs his own miss. Forces it back outside. Thiessen open for three. Too strong. Broen the offensive rebound. Third opportunity for GET. Broen step back three from the corner. It's pure. Third time's the charm. Mason Broen contested fallaway shot. Ends up going down.
He's got 9 of their 19 so far.
5-point lead, Redhawks. 4:15 to go. Teske to Gradulescu. Smith shows the screen. He'll take it, go left, get to the elbow, forces up the jumper. It's no good. Broen snags the board for GET. And he'll slowly maneuver it down from right to left. At the top of the circle, gets a little ghost screen, reverses the ball. Ebersole, the handoff goes to Seelan. Seelan gets a pick and roll, goes outside. Here's a drive and a blocking foul as Ebersole collides with Gradulescu there, and he'll be guilty of the personal.
That'll be the second on Gradulescu. Fifth team foul.
Max Blaschko will come into the game now for Arcadia. Okay, 3:50 to play in the first half. Thrown inbounds into the corner. And quickly get it to the near side. Open is Broen, but they're going to call a moving screen as that was all materializing. They'll get it on Jackson Burns.
That'll be the second on Burns, fourth team foul on the Redhawks.
Arcadia basketball at 3:46 to play in the first, down by five.
Number two is in for the Redhawks.
Emiliano Pereo is in the game.
Emiliano Pereo, okay. I wouldn't have been close.
I'm here to help you out, give you the assist. Arcadia in what has been a slow tempo game for the most part, low possession, down by five. Running again, they're running some nice patient offense, but ultimately not getting many good shots. Back cut, there's Blaschko hanging in the air. Can't finish the layup.
Everything but finish it. Nice move.
It was a nice move, but just couldn't get it to go. Got through the traffic there clean. Almost didn't expect it to be that open. Driving Ebersole, right side of this floor. Can't get it. The ball is punched back up under the rim. Ends up being boarded by Arcadia, but a bit of a wild sequence after the shot.
Blaschko got both arms around the ball. I don't think nobody's going to take it away from him.
No, Gradulescu bounces it over to Teske. Looks in the corner, not there. Gradulescu comes back to get it. Spins by his defender. Ceiling goes over to Blaschko. He hesitates. Drives back out for Teske. Spins inside. Blaschko catches, pumps on a three, doesn't take it. And now backhanded over to Teske. They are blanketing Caden Roeder, and they are not letting him catch it. And just watch Kyle Sear. That's Pirello who's on him right now. He's just face guarding him, and he's not going to let him catch it. They're going to make everybody else beat him. Wegman over to Teske on the left side of the floor. Teske now hands it off for Gradulescu. Drives and kicks. Wegman with the ball right of the circle. Drives in on Broen, but he chests him back on the perimeter. Blaschko at the top. Back cut is taken away by Broen. He recovered just in time. And the Redhawks force a turnover. And GT walks it down the floor. Broen hands it off. Ceiling. Oh, slow it down as Ian Anderson directs traffic from the sideline. Broen fakes the handoff, going one-on-one against Wegman. He'll take his time, waits the screen. He'll get it. Pick and pop action goes outside to Pereo. Driving back outside. And on Broen, handoff Ceiling, rotates it back to Pirello on the near corner. Oh, screen again, brings it out front, drives in on Roeder and gets in close. His shot won't go. Planks off the backboard long to Blaschko. 1:35 to go in this fast-moving opening half. 5-point lead, GET. You've hardly seen any whistles, officials letting them play. Not a lot of turnovers. We've had a good one so far. Wegman at the top, drives the right elbow. It's not there. Needs some help. Someone's got to come out and help Wegman. Almost a five count, and that is going to be a five count. That Teske for a moment there didn't see him, but got to get rid of that basketball within 5 seconds. He did not, and that's a GET forced turnover.
They got to get a little more motion here. They're watching the guy with the ball a little bit too much, they being Arcadia here in this first half.
1:15 to play in the first. GET won round one back on January 14th, 58-45. That was a game Jackson Burns, I should say. Barone led with 25 points. Burns was second with 13. Three-pointer in the corner is no good. Getting knocked over is Ebersole, and he was fouled by Rotering on the hard contest. And this will be three shots at the line for Brecken Ebersole.
Be the first on number two, Caden Rowling. Rotering, sixth team foul.
So three shots here for Ebersole at the line.
One for two from the line so far tonight.
Third on the team in scoring this year, averaging just over nine. First free throw is good. Two more shots to come. Singerborn and good. Ebersole two so far. Nolan Smith into the game for Arcadia. He'll replace Teske. And the lead is a touchdown, 21-14 for GET. Free throw number three is short, no good. Ebersole goes 2 out of 3. 7-point advantage, GET. Arcadia has been quiet offensively over the last handful of minutes. Handoff up top for Trevor Pronjinski, needs some help. As they, once again, they smother Rothering. They have Brone on him currently. And this shadow defense off the ball. Pronjinski at the top of the arc. Rothering trying to get free. Can't. Hand off for Gradulewski is faked. Looks back door, not there. Wegman has it. Wegman to Gradulewski. Spins by ceiling from the left wing. Keeps his balance. Off 2 feet, trying to pass it away. He does to Smith, who has not scored. Nolan Smith brings it out front. 20 seconds on the game clock. Possession that's been over 30 seconds. Left side driving in. Pronjinski handoff. Rotary is taken away by Brown. That defense has been stifling. Long pass up ahead. Too far. Tracked down by the Redhawks. Ebersole steps in. Down the lane. Jump pass. Tees it in the corner. Got to shoot it. He does. It's no good. And that will take us to halftime and an energizing first half here from the Wanek Center. After 18 minutes, it's GET 21, Arcadia 14 on WHTL. The halftime numbers are now. Welcome in to halftime from the Wanek Center. GET with a 21-14 lead over Arcadia. Mitchell Spence, Butch Alama with you. And what was a pretty first half, pretty quick first half, Butch. Not a lot of stoppages, good basketball all around, and GET's defense really the story in that one.
Yeah, it's been a defensive battle. Arcadia holding GET to 21 points is pretty impressive, but yep, they only scored 14 themselves.
Yep, and we'll see how they can get their offense going in the second half as they've just been blanketing Caden Roeder in this whole game, making everybody else beat him, and so far that hasn't been the case. So not a lot of scoring so far this one.
We'll run through what we have here, Mitchell. Leading the way for the Raiders was Ted Teske with 5. Also with 5 was Trevor Pronjinski off the bench. Rounding out the scoring with 2 each was Declan Gradulewski and Caden Rotering for their 14. They only committed 6 personal fouls. Teske and Gradulewski have 2 each. 6 turnovers is all they had. For as fast-paced as it went, the turnovers were kept under control. They have not attempted a free throw here in the first half. Turning the page for the Redhawks from GET, Mason Brone has had an outstanding game to this point, leading the way with 9. 7 points for Brecken Ebersole. 3 points for Travis Thiessen. He hit a 3, about 30 seconds into the game. And rounding out the scoring with 2 was Kyle Sealing for their 21. They are 5 of 7 from the line for 71%. They've only committed 4 personal fouls. Starter Jackson Burns with 2 of those and only 4 turnovers. When you look at the fouls and the turnovers, for as hectic and fast-paced as a game this has been, pretty impressive.
Yeah, it has, and it's been fun to watch, and we'll see what happens here in the second half. GET up 21-14. The second half starts after. Start of the second half is underway inside the Wanek Center in Arcadia. GET leading 21-14 over Arcadia. Mitchell Spence, Butch Halama with you. Redhawks have the basketball. Traveling Reds are on, moving from left to right, and Mason Brown throws the pass away, taken away by the Raiders, who are down by 7 as Rotering possesses. Brings it to the near side for Declan Gradulewski. Driving the baseline is Wegman. Lost it for a second. Now needs help. And the pass to the corner for an open Rotering was knocked away by Brown, who prevented from an open Rotering shot, which has been a rarity tonight.
He hasn't had many looks at all at the basket, good, bad, or ugly.
Now, Brown has been attached to his hip all night long. He is not letting him get free or shoot it at all. Wegman at the top of the circle. Raiders have the ball down 7. Moving from right to left. Hand off Gradulewski. Takes it to the right elbow. Pumps, goes outside. Teske, left wing. 3 off the rim. No good. Rebound, Nolan Smith. Reload. Gradulewski passes it up. Goes to Wegman. Wegman on the drive. Jump pass inside. Teske, shoulders up. Passes out. Smith to the free throw line. Pivots and passes away to Gradulewski. And that's thrown away. Raiders had several opportunities to shoot the ball there. They passed out of all of them and then turned it over.
They've had a couple of opportunities in the first half, a number of different ball players that I thought that had good open looks and just aren't ready to shoot.
1 minute played in the second half. 7-point lead, GET. They have not trailed at all in this game. Thiessen at the top of the circle, drives down the lane. Scoop layup will go. Travis Thiessen scored the first 2 points of the game. He's got the first 2 points of the second half. I should say his first points of the game was a three-pointer 15 seconds in. Teske high on the right. Raiders down by a game-high 9. Hand off Gradulewski. Attacks the left elbow. Goes back out for Teske. Rotates to the far corner for Wegman. Now Rotering gets a touch. Doesn't get many on these offensive possessions the way Brown has guarded him. Needs some help. Trying to get to Smith. He dubs. Does. Lobs it up top to him. Hand off back to Rotering. Uses a ghost screen. Spins down the lane, and Brown rips it away from him. Almost had a takeaway and a steal, but instead they call a jump at the last moment, and that will keep it here.
Some people might think that was a little quick whistle, but the player had both hands on the ball. I don't fault him for calling that a jump ball.
Now Teske's going to inbound underneath, look in the corner. Gradulewski catches, good pump fake, step back, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound, Nolan Smith. Outside, Wegman, guarded by Thiessen, backs it back out. Goes over to Smith, hand off Wegman. Now he'll try a 3, snaps it off. It's no good. Rebound kicked out to Roterin. He'll rise and fire but cannot hit. Around and out, but Thiessen couldn't control the rebound, and it goes out of bounds, and Arcadia gets a third chance.
He had it, and then it went off his foot.
And now GT will go to their bench. Brecken Ebersole comes back in, as does Luke Herman. Raiders with their starting five of Gradulewski, Rotering, Teske, Wegman, Smith out there currently. Inbound Gradulewski for 3, and he rainbows it home from the near corner. So after all those attempts, Arcadia finally get which one to go. 23-17, quick drive by Brown, and he gets it in. Just had enough mustard on it to get the spin.
Brown now the first player in double figures in the game.
Average is 19. He's got 11 tonight in this slugfest. 25-17. Smith to Teske in between the circles, passes left. Wegman looks inside. Instead, he gets a screen from Rotering that he bounces away from. Wegman high on the left, guarded by Herman. Drives, needs some help. Herman knocks it free, ends up in the hands of Smith. Nolan Smith walks it in, trying to get a handoff to Wegman. Not there, covered up well by Herman, forced to reverse it. Teske right of the circle to Smith up top. Now it's Wegman, left side, three-pointer, no good. Rebound upstairs, secured by Jackson Burns.
Nice defensive rebound position there because Smith was right there for it, and he took it away from him.
Kyle Seelan high on the left, guarded by Gradulewski, the freshman. Crosses over on him, hand off Brown. Goes right into Gradulewski. Numbers at the moment as a member of the Raiders hit the deck. They open things up for Seelan left side, but couldn't hit. Gradulewski grabs the board for Arcadia. A little bit of a break there on what was a great look. Raiders down by 8. Closest they've been since the start is 1. Furthest behind they've been is 9. Step back, Rotering, 3, blocked by Brown. Long pass up ahead to him. Secured with one hand. Backs it up, and without numbers, he'll wait for his guys to get back. Brown now attacks. Jumps it to the corner. Ebersold. Extra pass up top for Herman. Hesitates. Down the lane he goes. Collides with Rotering. No call, and he finishes the layup. Luke Herman on the board. Might have been one Rotering. Might have been better off trying to contest than take the charge.
Wasn't set there. He was still at an angle.
Wasn't enough contact to warrant a foul call either way. Rotering takes the handoff, lost his balance for a moment, but keeps the pivot foot down, forces one up, and it will be short. Wegman can't grab the rebound. Brown does. That's Rotering trying to find his offense, but not a great look there. Contested enough on a fallaway 18-footer. Brown slows it up with his team now up by 10. Brown pick and roll, inside pass, down the lane, but not finishing is Burns. Good defense by Arcadia. Head coach Ian Anderson wanted a foul. He doesn't get one.
Haven't called it all night. I don't think they're going to start now.
No fouls yet here in the second half. We've nearly played 5 minutes. Nolan Smith takes the handoff, now gives to Rotary, and splits the defense as he drives. Knocked away by Burns, almost went off the leg of Rotary. Instead, it's going to be Arcadia ball underneath. It'll be Teske to inbound. Right now, Rotary is wide open. Nope, he's coming to the bench. Never mind. Thought he was still in the game. Teske to inbound. He'll feed it underneath. Nolan Smith, nice pivot. Feeds it for Teske underneath. They collapse. Teske can't finish. And the rebound is saved by GET. Might have been one. Nolan Smith has to just try and power up and maybe try and get a foul. Driving kick, Broen to the open shooter. That's ceiling, and he knew it right away. In front of his own bench, he cans the triple. Timeout, Coach Ryan Sontag in Arcadia. 30-17 Redhawks, 12:57 to play here on WHTO. 12:57 to play here from the Wanick Center. It's 30-17 GET with the lead. Their largest currently in this game. They led 21-14 at halftime off to a 9-3 start here in the second half.
Looks like they're coming out with some three-quarters court man-to-man defense.
Trying to see if they can throw off the Raiders. Inbound goes to Gradulewski, who gets the separation going one-on-one with Seelan down the floor, who just made the three moments ago. Passes over to Teske. Now at the top for Smith. They're going to let him shoot it, but he does not want to take it. Nolan Smith looks out front, has Teske. Teske needs some help. Hand off Gradulewski at the top of the arc. Seelan trailing him. Passes over to Smith. Again, they're giving him a good 8 feet of space. He does not want to shoot it. Wegman flashes left of the circle, catches, drives to the baseline, is walled off there. Thrown right on top of him. Goes up top for Gradulewski. And once again, Arcadia possession that's been patient but is mostly stalled. Step back, Gradulewski does not take it. Smith has it as Burns just sags into the lane. Teske looks inside, not there. Smith has it. Smith, they're telling him shoot it. And he says, no, thank you. Hands off Wegman. You could hear the crowd kind of getting on him, but Nolan Smith does not want to shoot it. Instead, he gets it in the paint. Outside it goes. Pronjinski for three. Around and out, no good. Broen up high for the board.
Mr. Broen is all over tonight, isn't he?
Yeah, he's having himself a night, but I think it's been his defense that's been most impressive in this game. Bounce pass inside, looking back door. Eversole couldn't connect with him. Instead, he dribbles and hands it off for Burns. Down the right side, putting it up and finishing is Jackson Burns.
His first points of the game.
And their second lean score on the year has been quiet on the offensive side, but another guy who's played big time minutes defensively. 32-17. Gradulewski brings it down, shakes his defender, steps inside. Outside it goes for Smith. Hand off Gradulewski, three-pointer is up. He missed it, rebound Broen. Redhawks in full control of this game. We're up by 15. An 11-3 advantage here in the second half after leading by 7 at the break. Seelan drives to the right baseline and is fouled from behind by Wegman.
Falls on number 23, Carter Wegman, his second team first of the half.
Max Blaschko will enter, as does Caden Rotering. Gradulewski and Smith will take a seat for the Raiders, who need some offense. Down by 15, held to 44 in their most recent loss to Onalaska Luther on Friday. Team that currently comes in 4-5 in the conference. GT 5-3 over the top pass. Intended for Burns, thrown away by Eversole. It deflected off the backboard. Tough angle for that pass. Redhawks, a rare turnover. Teske in between the arcs, passes left for Blaschko. They let him shoot it, but he declined. Hands off for Wegman. Wegman now to Teske in the far corner. Blaschko will catch it. Once again, they want him to shoot it, but he does not want to take it. Instead, Wegman drives from the left side. He puts it in off the window, and he was fouled.
It's Wegman's first points of the night.
Hit by Jackson Burns and has a chance for a key three-point play.
That'll be the third personal foul on number five, Jackson Burns. First team foul of the half.
Trying to convert the three-point play. First free throw of the night for Arcadia is good. 32-20, GT with the lead. This is not a large marginal lead for GT, but just the way this game has been played, it feels like it's more like a 20-point lead than a 12-point lead. Hand off for Broen. High on the left, Wegman guards him, skips it to Burns, and now it's Seelan in the corner, right in front of his own bench. Wheels it out front, Passes for Ebersole, drives to the left elbow, stops in the middle, handoff underneath, Burns, turnaround, shot won't go. Couldn't collect and finish his own miss, but then he was fouled on it. And Jackson Burns will shoot two after missing one from point-blank range.
Ball's on number four, Ted Teske. That is his third second team foul.
So two shots for Jackson Burns at the free throw line. Only our third foul total this half. 8 minutes into it. Free throw by Burns is perfect. ET team 10-8, losing of course Kobe Schmitz from last year's team that made it to the sectional final, fell just short of state, but maybe not the same high caliber scoring team this is, but man, they can really defend. Second free throw is good by Burns. Another way they can beat you, and they have a star in the making in Mason Brown. If he's not a star already.
I was going to say he might be there right now.
High caliber player is maybe good as there is in this area currently. Up top, first time we've seen him this year too. Driving Wegman, bounce pass inside, thrown away. Ceiling deflected it and outlets to Brown. Brown will slowly walk it down the floor from left to right. Stops near the wing, long skip pass, Teason. Good shooter, walked travel. With the ball. As they closed out on him, he tried to drive by Blaschko, but called for the travel. We'll pick up on Pronjinski, but they'll let Wegman catch the inbound, and he'll walk it down. 34-20, GET out in front. They have never trailed in this game. Rotary with the ball. Gets some screen to try and free him up. Instead, Brown able to recover on it. Now it's Teske over to Blaschko. They'll try the three with him, and it's no good. Teske taps the rebound right to Brown. Brown long pass up ahead. Teason thought about transition three. Trying to get Burns in touch. Instead, Brown will come back to get it. Brown now over to ceiling high on the left. Right at the center court logo. Bounces it inside. Ebersole drives by Rotary. Puts it up. It's good. Plus the foul. Gets his head coach, Ian Anderson, up in the air, jumping for joy after that three-point opportunity.
Foul was on number two, Caden Rotering. That's his second, team third.
He has ballooned to a game-high 16 for GET. Chance for three for Ebersole to put himself into double figures. And he does just that. 37-20, GET. Arcadia running out of time here. Scored just 14 points in the first half. They have six in the second. They're down 17. Over half gone by in the second. Teske flashes out front. Doesn't take the shot. Pronjinski now in the far corner. Pushes it to Wegman. Wegman now to Teske. Coming up top to catch it is Blaschko. Just took a three. Won't take it. Burns will applaud it as he stays in the lane. Hand off, Pronjinski needs help. Blaschko throws it off the foot of Burns. And now we'll try a three. That is short. Shooting practice.
There you go. Sneak an extra attempt in.
8:21 to play. Arcadia will inbound underneath. Teske trigger, looks to the corner. Rotary open for a second, can't get it to him. And now upcoming to catch it is Wegman. Wegman to Blaschko. Blaschko looks inside and out there. Wegman thought about a three. Good closeout by Teason and his length. Has at the top of the arc. Teason chases him back. Wegman trying to find someone. Blaschko again will try a three, and this one's good. Max Blaschko knocks down a key three for Arcadia, 37-23, and they might just keep letting him have that.
Him and Smith, they've left them wide open. They're, like you said, they're daring either of them to shoot.
Mason Brown passes to the corner. Caden Rotering right on top of ceiling, or Ebersole rather, forces a pass up back to Brown, who they've covered well in the second half. No look pass for Ebersole, deflected and stolen. Goes right to Trevor Pronjinski. They'll bring it down the floor to our left. Teske catches on the wing. Trying to get a handoff for Rotering, and he's got it. Drives down the right lane line, puts it in the air, and we got an offensive foul on Caden Rotering as he knocks over ceiling.
That'll be his third, team fourth.
So that kind of night for Caden Rotering. And credit GET again. They have face guarded him all night when he doesn't have the ball. They've got Mason Brown primarily just attached to his hip. He just cannot get freed up. Making every other Raider beat him, and right now they have not been able to do it. 37-23 with 7:15 to play. Teason catches out front. Passes back to Brown high on the right. Takes his time as Wegman guards. Wegman, a terrific defender. Thiessen in the corner, awaits the screen. Goes back to Brown near the center circle. One-on-one against Wegman. He drives left lane line, pivots, passes to the corner. Ebersole for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound, Pronjinski on the baseline, who almost threw it away. And then the ball was deflected out by Seelen. GET thought they stole a possession there. They did not.
All three of the kids from GET on our side of the floor called it. There was two refs closer, gentlemen.
Yeah. I think they got that one right, but very, very close. And we got a timeout called by Ryan Sontag. 6:48 to play. Raiders running out of time. It's 37-23 GET on WHTL. Back from timeout, Arcadia gets a three-pointer from the right side but cannot convert as Wegman is off to the left. Rebound GET, who leads 37-23 with 6:20 to play, looking to sweep the season series against Arcadia. Bounce pass inside. Ebersole backs down. Teske shot in the paint. Won't go. High rebound pulled down by Teske. But then through the outlet to Brown, who has the steal. Goes right at him. Follow-away shot won't go. And Teske this time has another rebound. That would have been a backbreaker had that went down. Skip past Pronjinski. And we have a travel. Ill-advised turnover by Arcadia.
They haven't had many of them, but a game as low-scoring as this, every possession means so much. Those turnovers, don't have to be a lot of them, but they really hurt.
And GET, who has led this rock fight throughout, has no problem playing slow and patient here, up by 14. Screen coming from Burns as Ebersole works the two-man game. Pick and roll action, left it for Burns, but couldn't finish.
I think Teske might have got a finger on that shot.
Left just a bit short. Here comes Gradulewski driving, kick to the corner. Wegman for three. Short, Thiessen the rebound for the Redhawks.
Boy, they look for Brown to carry to bring that ball up, don't they?
Yeah,
doesn't
they
matter
do.
Who gets the rebound. They look for Brown, and he must have 6-8 rebounds himself tonight.
Yeah, he's a great all-around player. Mason Brown, 6'3", averaging 19 points. 4 rebounds and almost 7 assists a game. Driving left side, Seelen gets it back out. And Brown will come back near the center circle to collect, guarded by Wegman. Passes it away. Thiessen right of the circle, leaves it inside. Ebersole backs down Blaschko. They rotate it outside to Burns with 5 minutes to go. Seelen waits for something to develop. Goes to Burns now in the corner. Passing down the 3 and not taking it is Ebersole. They go inside for Brown. He's fouled from behind by Wegman, who tried to knock that away.
Number 23, Carter Wegman picks up his third, team fifth.
And I'll say GET ball, only one foul given by the Redhawks in this half. Considering how well they played defensively, that's incredible. Burns inside out, finds Ebersole, drives baseline right, falls over Blaschko, no foul, long kick out, tees in for three, falls off the rim, no, Burns the rebound. Back out it goes. Extra pass for Seelen, and the Redhawks are content to work some more clock.
And who do they find? Mr. Brown to handle the ball.
And he will direct traffic out front. They got to send a double his way. Instead, he drives it, leaves it underneath for Ebersole, who catches and finishes. Went upstairs to grab it, and in one motion, put it home. 39-23 GET. 16-point lead. Three-pointer right side missed by Trevor Pronjinski. One and done for Arcadia. Once again, it'll be Brown taking the outlet and slowly walking it down the floor. Brown at the top of the arc, had knocked away by Wegman. It goes into the backcourt, but it was deflected. And they'll slow it down. Here comes the double and almost thrown away by Brown. Redhawks with numbers momentarily. Get it inside Seelen, outside Thiessen. Three-pointer up, off the rim, no. Rebound underneath, still free. And GET has it. Jackson Burns recovers the fumble on the perimeter. Brown steps in, steps out. They send a double his way. In the corner, Ebersole finds a cutting ceiling, lofts it up, won't go. Rebound, Max Blaschko with 3.5 to go.
Boy, for a 39-23 points, this has been a heck of an exciting game.
Right side three, once again short by Pronjinski. Rebound, GET. Redhawks have done a good job working a minute off the clock, and then it's been one shot, 5 seconds, and the possession is over for Arcadia. Got to get him up quick, but no chance for an offensive rebound. Seelen works some clock, bounces it over to Brown. Again, that double's lurking. Lob pass, Ebersole was dangerous. And Blaschko's on the floor with it, and he was out of bounds with it. It's going to stay GET ball with 3 minutes to go. Great hustle by Blaschko. Just could not get the turnover on what was a very dangerous pass by Mason Brown. 3:01 to go. Inbound goes underneath. Secured by Ebersol. It spins inside on Prunjinski and is fouled. Got it up in the air. Couldn't finish the layup with all that contact, but he will shoot two.
Foul was on number 10, Trevor Prunjinski. That's his first, team sixth.
Oh, two shots at the line for Brecken Ebersol. His first one is no good. Here comes Nolan Smith, who's been on the bench most of this half. Again, it's mostly because he's just not a shooter. You need some points here.
Yep. And they have left him open, haven't they?
Yeah, he had 17 points in that first meeting with 14 boards. He has been quiet today. No points at all. Free throw good by Ebersol. Goes 1 out of 2. Danger zone for Arcadia. Down 17 with under 3 to go. If we're 23 points all game, they need at least 17 within 3 minutes.
That's asking a lot, Mitchell.
Yeah, it is. Gradulescu left of the circle, drives in a reaching foul called first on Kyle Sealing.
That'll be his second, team second.
And it'll be Teske down the sideline. Inbound goes to Nolan Smith, back to Teske. Teske Smith, and now coming to get it is Wegman. He's got it, tries the three. It is short, and we do have a foul call. He couldn't hear the whistle, but he was fouled by Jackson Burns.
That'll be the fourth personal foul on number 5, Jackson Burns, sending Wegman to the line for 3, right?
Yep, so Carter Wegman's going to shoot 3. Hope she gets some points at the minimum here with the clock stopped. First free throw is good. Trying to convert all 3, especially that last one can help you set up a full court press. Second one, good. 2 for 2, 1 more to come. 40-25. Third and final free throw is good. Wegman clean on all 3 shots. They put the pressure on Brown as he takes the inbound. 2:30 to go. 40-26 GET. Long pass up ahead. Ebersol almost threw it away. Thiessen comes up with it. Went right through the arms of Teske. The fastball came at him about 5 feet away. And now it's Ebersol in the right corner. Looks for the skip. Instead hands it off for Burns. 2:15 to play. Next Raider foul sends GET to the line. Pass inside. Dangerous. Deflected by Smith and taken by Wegman. In the corner, Gradulescu, 3, no. Rebound underneath Prunjinski. Back out Wegman. The reload is good. Wegman hits the 3. He's got the last 6 of the timeout called by Ryan Sonnetag. Back after this, 2:02 to play. 40-29, GET. 40-29, the lead for GET with under 2 minutes to go. Full court press by Arcadia, but GET beats it. Gets it into the front court right, up 11. And now they got to give a foul, and it'll be Gradulescu who does on Brown to set up a 1-1.
It'll be Gradulescu's 3rd, 7th team foul.
Oh, these are big free throws for Brown, who's probably the guy you want in this spot. He's 2 for 2 at the line tonight. First and front end shot is perfect. Straight up and straight through for Mason Brown, who hasn't scored much here in the second half. But
no.
He's done everything else. 41-29 with a 1:46 left. One more shot coming, and it is good. 2 for 2, 42-29. GET trying to finish off a wire-to-wire victory. Wegman bounces it over to Teske. Back to Nolan Smith at the top of the circle. He'll drive it inside, all the way in close. Cannot finish. Rebound tapped and picked up by Sealing. Brings it across the timeline. Now gets it to Brown with 1:28 to go. We got a foul call somewhere. And it's going to send Brown to the line. I hope it's going to be Sealing heading to the line as Prunjinski fouled him.
Fouls on number 10, Trevor Prunjinski, his second, team 8th.
So 1-1 now for Kyle Sealing, the senior. His front end is good. Redhawks making their free throws.
Got a final from Whitehall. Osseo Fairchild, 76. Whitehall, 61.
Underkeeper rolling. We'll see them play Levi Strum on Friday. No, good on the second free throw. Offensive rebound by Ebersol, but that is he kicked it back out. He threw it away. And a turnover by GET, who's down 14, or Arcadia down 14 with a 1:25 left. Inbound goes to Wegman. He'll bring it across the timeline to our left. Stops, passes to Gradulescu, left corner. Drives along the baseline, ceiling walls him off. Does not hand the ball to Smith. Instead, brings it to the left wing. Teske at the top of the circle gets it to Wegman. Wegman step back. He scored their last 6 points. Drives inside, stops on the elbow, kick out Teske. His three-pointer is true. Timeout called by Ryan Sonnentag as Teske makes the three. Raiders staying alive, but barely. A minute to play. It's 43-32. Red Hawks on WH. 60 seconds remaining from the Wanick Center. GET up 43-32. Looking to sweep Arcadia. Beat them 58-45 on January 14th. Up 11 here. With 60 seconds to go, they have the basketball. Eversole the inbound. Long pass up ahead for Burns. He's got it on the run. Trying to foul him, and they do. It'll be given by Trevor Pronjinski, and this will be the last one and one upcoming. It'll be Jackson Burns to shoot him.
That'll be the third on Pronjinski, and like you said, ninth team foul.
The last 2 1 and ones, GT has converted it into 2 made free throws. Front end for Burns. No. Long rebound, Wegman. Big possession for Arcadia. Need points and fast. Gradulescu in the far corner. Doesn't do the handoff. Does Teske up top. His three-pointer is short. Rebound, Thiessen. Long pass up ahead for Eversold, who will go in for the layup and score it. Timeout call by Ian Anderson, and we'll take that timeout quickly with him. 45-32 with 40 seconds to go on WHTL. 45-32, GET with 40 seconds to go. Head coach Ian Anderson using his first timeout to get his deep subs into the game, and they are on the verge of putting this one on ice after the latest bucket by Brecken Eversold, who's had a nice night score on the basketball for GET. And it has been a rock fight tonight, but the Red Hawks have never trailed. They have shut the water off for Arcadia most of this game, and they are on the verge of win number 11, and they're sixth in the Cooley Conference. On the right side, driving and stepping outside is Wegman, and now Pronjinski has it. Off balance, three-pointer, missed it to the right, rebound loose and picked up by GET. Pass it ahead to Quinn O'Neill, and Arcadia will play this out without fouling, it appears. O'Neill drives and goes outside. They rotate it over to Emiliano Pereo. Inside pass, finishing underneath is Robert Benrude. With 5 seconds to go, Raiders will bring it across, and they will wave the white flag. Late takeaway by Pereo. And the Red Hawks sweep Arcadia 47-32 in what was an incredible defensive game by GET. We'll step aside, come away with the final totals and summaries after this, plus the Napa Auto Parts Performance Player of the Game here. Welcome into the postgame show inside the Wanick Center in Arcadia. Mitchell Speltz, Butch Halama with you as we saw Arcadia girls win game one tonight, but GET boys win game two, 47-32, and it was their defense push that got done for
them. It really was. It was a great battle here. I mean, the score, the finals, I don't want to say it was misleading because GET led and pretty much controlled the game, but you never felt that Arcadia was totally out of it until 4 or 5 minutes to go.
Yep, and they just controlled it all the way throughout. Arcadia made a little late push, but just too little too late. And GET took them out of their comfort zone all night, and they just never could get their offense going. And as a result, maybe not as many high scoring numbers as we used to see.
No. Let's go with the numbers here. First of all, for the homestanding Arcadia Raiders, leading the way was Carter Wegman with 9, 8 for Ted Teske, 5 each for Declan Gradulinski and Trevor Pronjinski, 3 points for Max Blaschko, and rounding out the scoring with 2 was their leading scorer, Caden Rotering. And you talked about defense. There's, I guess, the best example we can give. Yep. Mitchell. Their leading scorer was held to 2. They were 4 for 4 from the line as Wegman hit all 4 of those attempts for 100%. 15 fouls, and actually 4 or 5 of them were at the end when they were fouling to try and stay in the game, and only 10 turnovers. So a really good effort by the Arcadia Raiders. Leading the way for the victorious Redhawks of GET was Brecken Eversold with 15, 13 for Mason Brown, 6 points for Kyle Sealing, 5 points for Travis Thiessen, 4 points for Jackson Burns, and rounding out the scoring with 2 each were Robert Benrude and Lucas Herrmann for their 47. They were 12 of 17 from the line for 71%, and they only committed 7 personal fouls and only had 9 turnovers. So you take away the 4 or 5 fouls at the end of it, this was for Arcadia. It was a really clean and really efficient ball game. Well, not efficient, but really clean as far as turnovers and fouls.
Yep. We'll take one final break when we come back. The Napa Auto Parts and Florence Player of the Game here on. Back to wrap things up from the Wanick Center. 47-32, GET wins game 2 of our doubleheader over Arcadia. Now time for our Napa Auto Parts and Florence Plus Player of the Ball Game. And for that, here is Butch.
Yeah, brought to you each and every game by Mike and Seth Benedict for their locations in Blair and Independence. Napa Auto Parts and Performance and Plus. They'll take care of all of your automotive needs, commercial needs. They got agricultural needs, and they got the great Auto Center 2.0 there in Blair. A balanced act here again with Ebersol leading the way, but I think we're going to go with Mason Brown, 13 points, but he basically controlled this game. We talked about the defense. The main man he was guarding all night, Rotering for Arcadia, the leading scorer, was averaging, what, 18, 19?
19 a game.
And he ended up with 2. And the whole team, when they got a rebound or when they got the ball, they looked for Mr. Brown to handle it to him. And he had to have 6-8 rebounds and probably 2-3 steals along with his 13 points. So Mason Brown is a Napa Parts and Performance Plus Player of the Game this evening, Mitchell.
That'll just about do it for us. No game tomorrow, but we're back on Thursday in Blair Taylor as the Lady Wildcats host the Augusta Beavers. We'll get started around 6:45, 7:15 opening tip from Blair Taylor. Hope to have you with us as the Wildcats host the Beavers. Otherwise, for my partner Butch Halama, Mitchell Spout saying so long and good night. Thank you so much for tuning in to both games in our doubleheader. Have a great rest of your Tuesday, everyone, and we'll talk to you Thursday. Good night.
We hope you enjoyed tonight's games between Gale Electric Triplo and Arcadia. Our games were brought to you by Arcadia Credit Union, Halverson Lumber, Reedy Concrete Construction, AMPI, Arcadia Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram, Riverland Energy, Tricor Insurance, Melrose Electric Express Marts, Co-op Credit Union, Gross Motors, Wazzy Killian Funeral Home, Frenchville Trailer Sales, Edge Graphics, Galesville Hometown Pharmacy, Triplo County Council of the American Legion, Tri-County Communications, Wamini State Bank, Central Builder Supply, Osseo Automotive, Gunnison Tri-County Rehabilitation Services, Hague Mill, Santa Fe Restaurante Mexicano, Midwest Natural Gas, Blair Online Auctions, Alliance Bank, Hague Contractors, Dairyland Labs, Pank Chiropractic Relief and Wellness Center, Simmons Roofing, Whitehall Electric Utility, Premier Powder Coating, Maple Leaf Meats, World Credit Union, Stockman's of Osseo, Subway of Arcadia, Osseo Cadott and Nielsville, Ornu Ingredients, Tri-City Sanitation, Union Trailer Sales and Service, Whitehall Golf and Pub, Newcomb Valley Inn, Napa Parts of Performance of Blair and Independence. This has been a presentation on WHCL Sports. Join us Thursday night for girls high school basketball action as the Augusta Beavers take on the Blair Taylor Wildcats on your hometown location for high school sports. Now back in the greatest sense of Wisconsin's heartland on 102.3 WHTL.
102.3 WHTL.